It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Aurora City Council will vote tonight on whether to order an independent investigation of the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
McClain was walking home from a store when he was confronted by police last year. In the resulting altercation, an officer put him in a chokehold and an EMT injected him with the sedative ketamine. He died a few days later. The official autopsy didn't determine a cause of death, and no one involved has faced sanctions. Council members pushing for the independent investigation want to review the actions of police and paramedics during the incident, as well as what happened afterward. They also want to know how the police department handled the use of force review and what went into the DA's investigation that didn't charge the officers. The investigation will also look into the use of ketamine in these situations. The result of this work will be made public, and investigators will be asked to make policy, procedure, and training recommendations. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Denver police came between two groups of demonstrators Sunday at Civic Center Park. The demonstrations were about the police. A Denver-based country music band hosted a rally to celebrate police officers. It was met by a larger counter-protest against violence by police. Police officers tried to keep the opposing rally-goers from fighting with each other. Governor Jared Polis appeared on national TV news shows Sunday to talk about Colorado's uptick in coronavirus cases and his recent mask mandate. On NBC's Meet the Press, Polis called the lag time in national testing a disgrace.
Every test we send out to private lab partners nationally, Quest, LabCorp, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, maybe 6 days if we're lucky, almost useless from a epidemiological or even diagnostic perspective.
He says Colorado tries to complete tests within 2 days at state labs and with in-state partners like UC Health. The governor also appeared on ABC's This Week. Temperatures are down a little around Denver and the Front Range to begin the week, 92 in Denver this afternoon, 80s in Colorado Springs.